Following Motzi Matzah, we have the mitzvah and the fulfillment of Maror. Although Maror was a mitzvah de oraisa when there was a carbon Pesach that was brought, today the mitzvah is only a derabanan. But the institution of having Maror at the Seder helps us understand really what the ultimate goal of the Seder is. The number one, on the Seder night, we do not ignore all the bitterness, all the difficulty, all the hardships that we went through as a people. If anything, we take the Maror and we make a bracha over it. We understand that it is part of the process of Geula. We don't only begin with when we left Mitzrayim and Yetzias Mitzrayim and with the dough couldn't rise, but we almost take a step back. Vayimaru is chayehem. We realize that that is part of our story. Everything we do at the Seder, it's so fascinating, has a little bit of both of these elements to it. Both the element of freedom and the element of slavery. Both the matzah as geula and the matzah as lechem onim. Both the charoses, it has a little bit of good and a little bit of bad. The maror, that even though it tastes bitter, and even though the Gemara paskins, we cannot just swallow the maror whole, because then we don't taste it, but it's dipped in the charoses. That's part of our story. Rav Druk, in his Haggadah, asked a very simple question. If we are remembering the bitterness of the slavery and how difficult it was with this theme, that of course it's part of our emunah that Hashem had a plan that we were there, but if anything, the food was actually good in Mitzrayim. Don't we say later on, Zacharnu es hadagah shenochu Mitzrayim chinam? Don't we recall how amazing the menu was? Oh my gosh, those dishes, kishuim, haavtichim, chatzir, haavitzolim. Later, when we're in the Midbar, we talk about how great those courses were. We can't wait to go back. So why then, says Rav Druk, are we talking about Maror as a food, about the bitterness? If anything, the food was the one good thing that we had. And if it's true that the theme of Maror is understanding that Hashem has a plan, that the bitterness and the hardships are all part of our journey, then why are we talking about food in this situation? And he offers a remarkable suggestion. Says the Gemara tells us that when the dove sent by Noah, as the waters from the Mabul began to recede, and the Gemara tells us that the dove says to Hashem, Ribono Sholem, may my food be as bitter as an olive, but dependent upon you, rather than sweet as honey, but dependent on basar v'dam, on humans, on flesh and blood. The Gemara is sharing us a powerful lesson that when someone is dependent on someone else for food, as good as that food may be, it's nevertheless more bitter than the one directly received from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So on the Pesach night, when we talk about the bitterness of exile by eating the Maror, it's specifically because we got that food from the Egyptians themselves. We were enslaved to them and we were dependent upon them. We have to remember that on the night of the Seder, the goal, as we go through this journey, as we move through the Seder, the understanding is that we go from dependence upon man to dependence upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though the food might have been good, the fact that we were not dependent upon Hashem, and look what happens when the Jews leave Mitzrayim, their food is directly dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So much so that it fell every day. And if you didn't pick it up, it was gone and you had to wait till the next morning. That is our process of learning to depend upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The emunah, the being mischazik in our emunah throughout the night of the Seder is this continuous dependence we have only upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And just as the Jews had to learn that on their way out of Mitzrayim, so too we learn that as well as we go through the Seder.